In effort to lessen distractions and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during this meeting. Let's start this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting for our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. But we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or new to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. If you have worked all 12 steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, have had a spiritual experience and a willingness to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting, except when the speaker is sharing. In the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. The quote source will always be from AA literature. If you're looking for a home group, we would love to have you. To sign up for membership and to be on the email list, please visit our website, which is posted in the chat. Our website has a lot of great information as well as recordings of our meetings. Our business meetings for this virtual Beacon Group is the third Monday of each month. The Beacon Group's overall business meetings are hybrid and held on the third Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. Today, our speaker will share for 30 minutes on the step of the day, and then we will automatically split into breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during the sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure that your environment is quiet and free of distractions. Breakout room discussions and at 12:53, followed by date announcements and the Lord's Prayer. And I've asked Becky to read steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hey, everybody. I'm Becky. I'm an alcoholic. 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, saw through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you, Becky. Today, we will hear a talk on steps 4 and 5. Step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs, with a focus on resentments. And let's all give a warm welcome to Larry Kay from Colts Neck, New Jersey. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, everyone. I can see two of me. This is pretty cool, right? As an alcoholic, I kind of like that. It's okay. Hi, my name's Larry. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm really grateful to be here. I'm really grateful to be sober, and I'd like to thank Kirsten for thinking of me and asking me to come share with you. If I'm not mistaken, are you guys centered in Boston. Is that, but this is an online version, I think, of what is, what's going on. So let me see here. I'm trying to get myself so I can just see me, but that's quite all right. Awesome. So like they said, my home group is in Colts Neck. It's Friday night. It's 7:30. It's called Sunlight of the Spirit. It we are entirely in person. During the pandemic, we were on online, but now we no longer are that way. And so we meet every Friday at 7:30, and someone speaks and gives us a talk on their spiritual experience. And it's my favorite group of the week. It's a small group. It was bigger, but the pandemic kind of shook things up, as you know, so things are in flux, but it is really a great, and my sponsor always talks about it, like being in a meeting that's like in Bill's living room. It's so sort of small, intimate, and it is, we get some really fabulous speakers there. So if you're ever in Colts Neck, I urge you to come hang out and to see us. It was really a great, great thing. So just before I get really quick, before I get to 4 and 5, my sobriety date is February 16th of 2010. I have a sponsor, Mike S., and he has a sponsor. And I chose Mike as my current sponsor. He wasn't my first one, because we both were involved in service at the district level. And I wanted to be connected with somebody, not just a service sponsor, but somebody as my primary sponsor who went about doing AA in the way that I was going about it at that time. I since do not have any district level service commitments, simply because I can't make the district meetings because of work. So I'm finding other ways to do my larger service to AA at this moment. And believe me, their opportunities are not. So, and I'm involved in my home group, and I have guys that I talk to every day. I have guys that I talk to every week, and I put my hand out and I show up and I do what I've been told in AA. So those are the facts. Those were not the facts I would have told you when I came in. And in fact, when I came in, I wanted nothing to do with a step four or a step. I didn't want to interact with any of you, or I didn't want to be, right? So when I came in, I was drinking my way through a divorce, right? And I was, it was getting bad and it was getting ugly, and the divorce was entirely my causing, but I couldn't see that, right? And so really when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, and this is, I think, what ties me to the fourth step, right? Is that what I really wanted, I didn't want to stop drinking, but what I wanted to do was to learn how to take responsibility for my own actions. And I just wasn't doing that, right? And it sounds pretty simple, but I know people whom I've talked to, I mean, it's this idea, right? That there's always something else that somebody else did that caused me to do what I did. And if they didn't do that, then I wouldn't have done this, right? It's the same thing, alcohol, my attitude towards alcohol. If you had my life when I showed up, then you would drink as well, right? And if my life would just clear up, then it was always somebody else's fault. And so that's really what I was looking for. And I needed a sponsor at the time. Danny S. was my sponsor. He really saved my life, but I needed him, right, to show me, right, that that I was wrong in my perspectives. I was just an alcoholic. I needed him to show me that. Right, I needed him to tell me that what I could was doing was it wasn't that simple. Right, that I had a problem, that my problem largely was me, and that to get away from that, what I was doing was I was drinking quite heavily. Right, so I ended up in the hospital a few times, that brought me in touch with AA, it brought me in touch with a sponsor, and then I started to go through this work. And that's what it was, right? I drank heavily. I couldn't tell you early on, I didn't drink every day. wasn't really a problem in that way. But when I drank to extremes. And this really helped me later on when my sponsor sort of got me and opened me up a little bit, right, and helped me to see that, right, the alcoholic, as we all know, isn't just the person, although they fit in as well. But I still had the world around me. I wasn't under, I have friends who talk about being in under a bridge, in a box, living, drinking daily. That wasn't me, right? But what I could see and what my sponsor helped me to see is that when I started to drink, I didn't have control over how it stopped. Usually what happened would be money would run out, right? The law would be involved. I'd get locked up in a hospital, right? Something else would stop me. I would pass out, those types of things. And that it just wasn't, that's how I drank. Right. So when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I took a little bit of convincing, right? To get to step four, right? Around here in New Jersey, there was where I got sober, there was a lot of trepidation about four. And so whenever I am in a meeting and and we're talking about step four, I really like to make it a point that step four is nothing to be feared, right? It is really where you start the work. Because when I got sober, there were a lot of people raising their hands, sharing about how they were afraid of step four. And then there were also a lot of people who were going out and drinking, right? And so it just really, it set me in a mind of like, well, here I am. I don't really want to sort of address some of these issues, right? And, my experience was, is that it wasn't really a terrible thing, to do, right? As it says in the book, right? What we're doing is a fact-facing, right? And a fact-finding and a fact-facing sort of exercise, right? So my sponsor was really, really cool about this, right? And so what he did is after he had convinced me that, or after I had tried to convince him I wasn't an alcoholic, and after he convinced me I was, because he was armed with the facts about himself, right? And then we started to sort of do this work, right? What he did is he sat me down and he showed me like, look, what we're doing is really just taking an inventory, as it says in the book, right? I'm just looking at the things that keep me from that higher power. That's all it is. I don't even at this point have to be fully in on the higher power of something of that nature. What I had done is I've made that decision and I'm working and I've opened that door. And this is what he showed me, right? And so what we're doing is we're trying to get down to those causes and conditions, as he was saying. And that's what he would say to me. And he would point out to me that really it's just this basic exercise, right? And yeah, we're going to be digging deep into some of the dirtier parts of me. There weren't any clean parts, right? It was like a lot of the things I'd done were pretty horrific. And at least I think so now. So yeah, I would have to face some of that. But it really was at this point, all I had to do was make these lists and to be thoughtful. And in reading through for today, and sitting down and taking the moment to sort of pray and to get myself in that right headspace to be here with you today, it became clear to me that that's all it is asking me to do is to sort of take next step on that relationship with that higher power. And it even says so in the book, and I guess I hadn't remembered this, where you're starting to go through these things and you look at your you look at how you contributed to the scenario, and then you go through and you share this with another peer in the somewhere that I was reading today, how this is where we start that spiritual space. Right. And that's really what I wanted, because my first sponsor, when he sat me down and he convinced me and he talked to me about these things and he showed me the truth, not only about myself, but about by showing it through him, the way it talks about in the book. He did it like he was taught, right? When he sat down, what he was very clear with me was that his role was to show me or help guide me, show me how he developed a relationship with a higher power as sort of this model of this guide so that I could find that relationship with that higher power, because it was only through that relationship that I was going to have a hope of not drinking, right? And that scared me more than doing this sort of four step, right? Because I had this view, and I don't know about you, but when I came into AA, right, I'm a smart guy. So I grew up and I got a couple degrees and I'm a college professor now, right? And so this idea of a higher power really was not something I was kind of interested in, right? What it was my parents were religious and I saw weak, to be honest, I saw them as stupid, right? And this idea of these people that couldn't figure their way out and couldn't rely on themselves. And that was my part of my problem. And all of this came out as I was doing my fourth step. So what I needed to do was I needed to do this because I needed to figure out how to have that relationship. What relationship came about, right? So I did everything that I was supposed to do. At all of my resentments and all of these things. And I did my fifth step and I started to have that that kind of experience. But to be honest, when I did my fifth step, when I did the fifth step, I didn't have that big white light moment, right? And that's what I wanted. And at that moment, I was just like, well, what's gonna, you know, where are we? Right. But my sponsor would talk to me about it. He'd say, go to meetings and go talk to other people about these things. And so what ended up happening is I realized that I got pointed to that sort of the appendix, right? The spiritual experience. I talked to other people who would say, like, look, what it is like God is moving mountains, right? But you're bringing the shovel. And the more you're shoveled, the more that experience is going to grow in that relationship, and you'll see things. I would hear things like more will be revealed. And so I just kept showing up, right? And I can tell you because what the main thing that I got from doing the fourth step, what became was that I felt like I was part of AA at this point. Now I was with my sponsor who had done a certain task, and here I was. I had done that same task. I sort of belonged, right? And that was really that first step in part of AA. I don't mean that, but that was how I started to see, right? I started AA as this is probably where my fourth step, because I had looked at all of my things, and I'll talk specifically about my resentments in a minute, but because I had done these things, and because I had gone to do it with a man, and because that man told me to go take an hour and go home and then pull the book down and to review the five proposals and all of these and all of the things and follow the directions, so reading the black and just doing what we were what I was supposed to be doing, right? And because of all of that, I became a part of. And because I became a part of, my experience has been that spiritual experience has just grown and has changed. And as being a part of what I got involved in, as I got involved in service, I got asked to do certain things. I became willing and able to put my hand out, and people would call me and I would do these things. And right. And it was in taking those actions as the book explains, none of this is rocket science and none of it is new to me. Right. As you all know, what happened was that spiritual experience started to grow to where I am today. Right. And I was just sharing. I'm working with a guy who got, who put himself into rehab, right? And he's trying to have this sort of spiritual experience, right? And I'm working with another guy who went out after 3 years, right? And he's too trying to have that spiritual experience, right? And what I really have come to see, right, is that I show up, right? And I show up and things happen, right? Because I show up and I participate and I try less. And I resist less is what it comes down to. But I could only do that when I got through this this fourth step. So where are we here? I'm just trying to see here. I can't see the timer for some reason. But that's okay.
You have 13 minutes.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's what I figured. Let me say. Okay. So, like I said, when I came into AA, what I was doing was I was going through a divorce, right? So you can imagine I had a bunch of resentments, right? I was pretty much angry at everyone and everything, right? And so when I came to this point in my journey, right, I became willing to do these things. But my motivation may not have been, at least the first time that I did these, may not have been the right way, right? It's the best. Because what I really wanted at that moment was I wanted my old life back, which was the best I could do at the moment, right? And so I was going through this fourth step to try to figure out who I was so that I could fix those problems so that I could then get back together with my soon-to-be ex-wife, right? And so if you notice my thinking there, right, and this is something that has totally changed for me, is that I was doing everything, right? It wasn't that I was simply responsible for the effort and the outcome was none of my responsibility. I was going to make sure and ensure whatever outcome. So as you can understand, I wasn't doing AA to the best of my, or I was doing it to the best of my ability at the moment, but it was just, I needed to get there. I needed some help. And so this is where that step four really came in, because what I needed was I needed a psychic change. And I didn't quite really understand what that was, because when I came in, right, they would tell me, right, you have to change. Don't make any changes in your first year, but really what you're going to end up doing is changing everything. And I just didn't quite get it. And they would tell me, right, you're not allowed to make decisions, but do the next right thing. And I couldn't grasp and get my head around all of these paradoxes, and I focused on that. So when we came to the fourth step, it was really a nice way of focusing in a very sort of simple, straightforward approach. As I said, when I was read through the fourth step again, right, it really, one of the other things that struck me was that, I mean, just how really simple and sort of straightforward it is, right? That all I needed to do was to sort of get myself into the headspace where I could see that I played a part in some of my own resentments or some of the actions that I had, right? So that sounds really, really simple, and it's not easy, right? So like I said, I'm working with some guy who's really struggling to get this to get a spiritual experience and really struggling to change that perspective, right? And my answer has always been, right, just you go to a meeting, because that's what was told to me. You go to a meeting, you share, you put your hand out, you get involved, and next thing I know, something is going to be happening. And so we're slowly going through this work again. But what I really liked about this, and what I liked with him, and what I liked with other people, is it really is sort of straightforward. So right when I go through my step one, my column one, right, and I did it. I've done it a number of times, and I've always done it in the sort of four column way, with really some in-depth look at the various parts, especially in column three and column four. Right. So I did it like my sponsor told me. He's like what you're going to do is you're going to go home and you're going to make a list. And I wrote it down, and I brought my book, although I said it must have brought my book, right? And here's my thing. And I set it out and I wrote them into the columns, and then the columns didn't work. So then what I had to do was I broke them into pages, and but it all worked, right? And so what I did is I had to go through and I had to make a list of all the things that I was resentful at. And so here's what I needed. I needed a sponsor who was going to help me out, who was going to, he wasn't the kind of guy who say, you're going to go home, you're going to write your life story and all these things. He said, we're going to do it like we do it in the book, and you're going to go through and you're going to make a list of all the people that that burn you up, right? And this is where I needed my sponsor, right? Because I would have put in the resentment column everybody that I harmed, that I did this. I needed him. Like I said, I told you I have a couple of degrees and I'm a college professor. I needed to be explained what a resentment was, right? Because I'm real good at sort of mixing in everything, and resentment is this or is that, and right? And I had a sponsor who just told me, like, look, what we're doing now is you're going back through your life, right? And you're going to make a list of all the people that pop up and you think about and cause you anxiety and cause you anger. We're going to go from there. And so I made this long list, right? And so the first time I did it, it had all these people. I was going through a divorce, had all these ex-girlfriends and all this, all of these people going back, to kindergarten and all these things. And that was really useful, right? And it was really also useful to have a sponsor who helped me to narrow that stuff down and help me to focus and help me to say, you know, here are the patterns, right? And so what he did is he did what the book says, right? You go and you do it column by column. And so I made this long list of the people, and then I got to do the fun part, right? Or at least at that time, it was the fun part. It's like, what they had done to me, what caused me to have this resentment. Right. So my ex-wife, and I got a whole bunch of things, but let's just say I'm resentful of my ex-wife because she left me in my time of need. Right. Right. And so that's as far as I got with all the things with my ex-wife. I wasn't getting to beyond that. Right. I couldn't see at the moment that, well, she left me at my time of need because I had behaved poorly in a marriage, right? That I had lied, cheated, stolen, had done everything that I could that was not sort of in the wedding vow. It wasn't till death do us part, and I'm gonna like lie, cheat, and steal my way through your life, right? And I'm gonna drink my way through this. So I couldn't see that. All I could see was, well, why did she do this? Why did she do that? Why did she do this? Right. And so that's where I'm really grateful for this process, right? Because left to my own devices, right, I am unable of getting past that point. And my sponsor had to show me that, right? That I would be like, I would be applying the best fuzzy logic to everything, right? That would just keep me out of focus, right? And so what he said is, then you're going to go do the third step. And so the first time I did the third step, right, and I the third column, I'm sorry, it was great, but I had much more success the second time I went through it, right? Because what I did is that I for each one of these things, right, not only did I give some sort of overview of what it affected in my psyche or in my life, right? I went through and I looked at each of the things that are listed in the book: the self-esteem and pride and ambition and security and personal relationships and sex relationship and my pocketbook. And I went through and I looked at each one of those, and I didn't just say, here it affects this so that I could have a conversation with my sponsor. What I really did is I made a statement about each one, where I said, this is how it affected my self-esteem. This is how it affected my pride, right? And if it didn't affect that, I was free to say it didn't affect. But that is where things really sort of changed for me. When I was able to sort of sit down and be that thorough and that detailed, right? And it wasn't like I was writing a ton of things, as you can see here, right? This is sort of what I did. It wasn't this whole novel, right? But what it was really getting me to look at sort of what it affected. And then in column four, right, what I was able to do was then to look at where I was, what I had done, what I had, how I had contributed to that that situation, right? And then so where I looked at was, not again, the first time I did my four step, right, was that I looked at this and I looked and I said, well, yeah, of course, I'm selfish, self-centered, dishonest, I'm fearful, and I could, like, it just is straightforward, right? But this time I did much more thorough, and I did these things and I went through. And so what this did was it helped me to change that perspective. And that's what I needed, right? And that's what it says to do. So I didn't come up with this. I didn't make it up, right? It just, as I've gone on, what I've done is I simply followed the simple directions that are in the book. And what I got was what the book showed me. I got that first step onto that spiritual awakening. And because of that, right, what I have is I've been graced with this idea of not having to have a drink or not being thinking about a drink. And I cease fighting everything and everyone, right? And that is where I've come down. And that's really a wonderful thing. So once I've done all of these things, right, not only was my experience that focusing in more detail gave me a way of having a more in-depth conversation, right? But it was just really a way for my sponsor to help me highlight the patterns. He's like, do you see how this is always your thinking? And maybe there's a different way. And because I could do that, that was very helpful. And then he sat with me for hours. And the second time I did it, we did it in a round robin with a bunch of two other men. We went around, and that was really useful. And the third, I've done it a third time, and we've gone with my current sponsor. And it's just been a really, really helpful thing. But again, I just wanted to end with this, right? Because I believe it's coming at the 30 minutes. What I really found was that it was this, left to my own devices. Like, I just jumped to column four, right? Selfish, sign me up, right? Self-centered, sign me up, right? Fearful, sign me up, right? But I'm not really sort of thoughtful sort of about it. The more I can be sort of thoughtful about it, right? The more, and so AA gives me, the step four gives me that step, that process. And if I just follow it and I just do the lists and I do this and I go through, what ends up happening is that something happens and I get out of my way and my perspective begins to change just a little. And then I can go out into the world and try to apply that. And then it changes a little more. And then it changes a little more, and I can work with other people, and then it changes a little more. And so the last thing I'll say is that what this did was it helped me to then also learn how to have proper relationships with another individual. That when I went into a step five, it became very clear to me and to my sponsor that the way I was interacting with people was wrong as well. And so I needed to be less selfish and self-centered in those things. And so it gave me a nice foundation, and that's what it talks about. Do we have the foundation? Do we make the cement? And my experience is that what it says here is it's worked for me. And so as a result of these things, I haven't had a drink, and I don't feel like having a drink today. And I'm really grateful to be here. And I thank you very much for bearing with me today. Sorry it's all over, but I'm really grateful. If nothing else, you helped me today stay sober. So I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity. So I think I'm at the end of the half hour. Is that or am I short, and do I get the other consolation prize, the second half hour?
You have 7 seconds, so you're right there, man.
I'm right there, 7 seconds. I didn't want that second half hour.
Three, two.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate that.